So I understand that as early as seventh grade, you knew you wanted to be a lawyer and a judge. Is that right?
That is actually true. Yes, I've always been fascinated by the law. And I remember doing a career fair in middle school. And so we had to set up displays on what we wanted to be when we grew up. And I remember saying I wanted to be a Supreme Court justice. And so I'm happy with being a county court judge now. I'll take that.
How exciting was it for your family and the whole Arab American community of Jacksonville when you were elected to the bench?
To say that my family was excited is really an understatement. I mean, this was an amazing achievement. My parents were incredibly proud. My grandmother, I mean, the whole family, really, our community is really one big giant family here in Jacksonville. And they had all helped in so many ways during the campaign. So they were thrilled.
It was a big moment.
It really was.
What was your childhood like in terms of observing the traditions of your parents and grandparents?
Well, growing up in the Arabic community, we were always very involved with the Ramallah Club here in town. We participated. I was involved in the youth group growing up there, and we always had luncheons and dinners and, you know, all of the events that we would go to, whether they be weddings or church events, always stemmed around the Arab cultures. So, I mean, I grew up in that, and it was something we always really enjoyed. It was just kind of part of our lifestyle. My grandparents came to Jacksonville in the 1940s. And so both sides, my mom's parents and my dad's parents, both came to this country around that time. And my mom's family is the one that was actually from Jacksonville.
How did they get established here?
Small businesses. Other relatives would come over and start setting up businesses. My family, my grandfather was involved in grocery stores, pharmacies, electronics stores. I mean, they were always incredibly hard workers. And so it would just be sending over older brothers or older relatives that would start businesses to make enough money to be able to bring the rest of the family over to this country. As I've gotten older, I've really learned to appreciate the culture so much more. And I think that just even friends of mine, they appreciate not just the food, the Arabic food, but going to the weddings and church services. It's just so different from anything that they've ever been around. And I think it's great to have that sort of diversity in town.
Traditionally, among the older generations anyway, women were not encouraged to have careers. What was it like for you when you said, I want to go to law school, I want to become a judge?
Well, you know, my mom got married right out of high school. And I was the first child, so she had me about a year later and then had my brother and sister. So I was the first in my family to actually go to college. I mean, my dad went to college, but as far as the children, you know, I was never discouraged. My family always encouraged me because they always wanted the best. And so I think it's definitely times have changed.
Judge Michelle Khalil Taylor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.